round table consists of many great Australian intellectuals and people who are really concerned about asylum seekers. And I think my impression was that they are very critical to the government's approach, because the government is approaching it not in a humanitarian way, but more in a military way. That is my impression.
And is that the main problem, you think, for Indonesia?
Yes, because if you see it as a military problem, then the policy is simply to push back. And that means throwing the problem to Indonesia.
What do you think would be a better way to approach it?
Well, it is basically a humanitarian issue, and I think it should be approached in a humanitarian way. That was what Australia was lecturing about Indonesia a long time ago when we were having the East Timor problem. But suddenly now you are doing it, well, exactly, in a military way.
When you say humanitarian way, you know, what would that be
well,
like?
Well, there is an organization called the United Nations Human Refugee Office, you know. And in the past, we have been cooperating. At the time when we have the Vietnamese boat people or Cambodian boat people, Indonesia provided an island, and the UNHCR works managing the process. And so there has been some precedent of cooperation.
You say that to Indonesia, Australia's pushback policy is not helpful. Can you just explain that a bit more?
Yes, because that is throwing the problem to us. We are only a transit country. The refugees do not come from Indonesia. They come through Indonesia. And we have been cooperating. But now you simply push them back. The source in Southwest Asia and South Asia and Africa are still in turmoil. They are rough neighborhoods and they are producing asylum seekers.
What do you hope will be the effect of the launch of the paper from the round table?
Well, I think it is basically a problem without immediate solution. We are living with it, and I think everybody realized that. You see, it is a long-term problem. The UNHCR also is in deficit. They have not enough money, and the world is in a state of confusion. There are other problems and more pressing problems that governments are paying attention, but this is the problem that, well, it's there, and there is no immediate solution to me.
So what do you hope will be the effect of...
I hope that governments will come to their senses and really, you know, stop the situation at the place of origin, Southwest Asia, South Asia and Africa. But that is, I think, a difficult problem to hope. It's unsolvable. I think we are getting worse now that we have the ISIS and all that, you know. So it is a problem without immediate solution, but it is a problem that everybody should think about, because it is creating a lot of, well, hardship for people. But I think what is needed is, you know, a cooperative work, a cooperative scheme, so that we can at least alleviate the problems, the hardship of the people. I don't think there is a solution at this point. I think basically my view is that it is not a problem that can be resolved immediately. It is something that will be with us for a long time, and it will make sense if governments, you know, leaders of the government in our region and globally cooperate and pay attention to it, to alleviate the problem, not to resolve the problem.
What do you think the likelihood of that is?
Well, I don't think at this point, you know, in Indonesia we have a new government, we have a lot of domestic problems. It's a problem, but I don't think we are even talking about it at this point, at least not publicly.
What do you think the Australian government, what would you want the Australian government to do differently?
Well, I think the pushback policy and the military approach should be changed. Of course, I'm not in a position to advise your government. It's up to your government and the people of Australia to do that, you know. But simply pushing them back is, I think, not very helpful.
So do you think that the example set by the round table in the way that people sat down and approached things...
Was that the sensible thing to do, yeah. And not just making a statement, you know, of your policy and then forget about it. Every action has consequences, both intended and as well as unintended. The intended consequence, I suppose, was that asylum seekers stopped coming to Australia. But there are other unintended consequences. I'm not following the issue too closely. I'm just speaking out of my general knowledge of the issue.
If there was one thing that you think would make a big difference, what would it be?
Well, I don't think we can talk about that. I'm an Indonesian. I think it's up to the Australian people. Australia is a democracy, and government listen to the people of Australia. And I think it depends on how the impact of the round table is producing in the minds of the politicians in Australia, especially the government.
So can you explain why you took part in the round table?
Well, I was invited as a former ambassador of Indonesia into Australia, and I think it is something that is useful to discuss, you know, together. But we are second-track, you know, people. It's up to the first-track to act. But I think second-track diplomacy can also be useful, you know, if they are taken into account and listened to.